This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Got an interesting note, and I think there's relevance to the Scooble conversation. Then we're going to get our Thanksgiving draft, have our annual discussion. Just why my people can't get this holiday right. But I wanted to see what you guys thought of this. And tell me if it leads you to what I took so much flack over months ago that I may end up being right. Not that I'll ever get those receipts or flowers. The Dodgers signed Blake Snell last night. 5 years, $182 million. Okay, so just a shade under $40 million, which is what I said it's going to take to sign Scooble. He's a $40 million a year arm. He's a lefty. He's 27. He's a Cy Young Award winner. He's awesome. All right? Gerrit Cole was making 36. Blake Snell slots in just above that. Well, Scooble would be next. Also, Blake Snell is going to be 32. He's a full 5 years older than Tarek Skubal. The Dodgers will have him, his age 32 through 36 season. So it's 182, but here's the interesting part. The deal includes $60 million in deferrals. So that reduces the present value of the deal, not by 60 total, because they do a net-net, but by about $30 million less, right?
Right.
He gets a limited no trade clause. I don't have the deals on that, but what it does include is this: a $52 million signing bonus up front. He just gets that money, which lowers the AAV on a year-in, year-out basis, right? They get the deferrals, and if they trade him, he gets a little bumpy bump, $5 million assignment bonus in case of a trade. So here's why I bring this up. The only thing we have right now is that, allegedly, according to reports, Tigers made a non-competitive offer to Tarek Skubal. I said last year, 5 at 200 or 10 at 400. And I got lambasted by certain people at this station, which is fine. I don't care. I'm going to end up being right. The point is, 5 at 200 is what it would take. Because if I'm repping Skubal, oh wait, Scott Boris does, I'm not taking less than what I just got for Blake Snell. Not for a guy who's 5 years younger, throws harder, and has shown no signs of being as erratic as Blake Snell. Signed, leading the league in walks 2 years ago, Blake Snell. So 5 at 200 is the minimum. And if you want the bite at the free agency apple in your 30s, Maybe it's four at 160. I don't know. But $40 million AAV is what it's going to take. Am I wrong?
No, I absolutely think you're right. I mean, this is where, and maybe Detroit can get creative with the deal as well, but yes, that's your competitive deal. That's what you have to come in there and say, we're starting from this point. Let's get this thing done if you're serious about this.
And again, you can sign deals that on paper look like one thing and in reality are another. There could be opt-outs. There could be kill clauses. There could be deferral. All I'm saying is, if you're going to get Scoobles signed, and those winter meetings start in about a week, it's just the framework is there. Five at 200. And if you don't want to do that, well, then you're going to ask me to say something that's going to upset you. And I don't want to upset you. It's Thanksgiving. But, I mean, it's just cut and dry. Teddy KGB had it right. Pay the man his money. And if you don't want to pay him, well, you know what you got to do. So it'll be very interesting now that Snell is done. I'm treating it like quarterback negotiations. Now that Snell is signed, you could wait for Corbin Burns if you want. But Scoobles the guy. Get the deal done. And again, I'm not telling you to be in love with the idea of signing a 10-year deal with a pitcher. That's why you could break it down. But it's a $40 million AAV now. And there's probably an opt-out clause somewhere after year three or four. And then they renegotiate again, get an even bigger deal. By that point, it might be 50 a year. Look, that's how you got to do it if you're Boris and you're an agent. Mm-hmm. And if you're the Tigers, you have to understand it. So I'm going to be fascinated because to me, shouldn't that be the first thing they do this offseason? Just get that deal done?
Absolutely. And don't go in there asking for a hometown discount. Hey, buddy, you know, we're kind of broke right now. No, don't. Come at that man correct and just pay him his money. And I like the opt-out because here's the thing. It puts pressure on the Tigers because as you're waiting for kids to get ready and develop, if they're not ready by year three, yeah, we're going to talk about trading and moving on because I gave you a shot. If I'm coming from Scoobles' perspective.
248-539-9797. Just a quick note, huge free agency news in MLB, relevant to Scoobles. The Dodgers, look, man, I don't hate the hustle, but here's why I get annoyed by this. All right, it's the same thing as NIL in college, and here's what I mean. If there's no rules, there's no point. For the Dodgers to be brazenly circumnavigating good faith with deferrals and lump sums, it feels very USFL or back in the day, the ABA. Hey, you just signed a $20 million deal, and then you read the fine print, it was $20 million over 40 seasons. Like, there's just a, you know what I mean? Like,
right, the old Steve Young contract.
Yeah.
That very first one.
And that's, and again, it's just, if you're trying to violate ethics, it's pretty easy to do it. You're seeing it with name, image, and likeness, which has nothing to do with come to my school, I pay you. And I'm fine with players getting paid a little. What they're getting now is stupid. Did you see the revenue sharing deal that got cut last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the player in question is a guy that has basically been wholly non-productive the last two seasons. Kamara, the kid from Pitt, went to South Carolina. This kid cut a revenue share deal where he's making $250,000 a year. How? He's nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. Backup quarterback. I mean, backup linebacker. Not one, but two different teams. And now he's headed to Kansas. And Kansas is, going to pay him.
$250,000. And you're like, wait, what? He's not worth the scholarship. So for the Dodgers' purposes, it's fine. But they're already the richest team in the league. And they're already cheating the cap. They did it openly with Otani. Right? There's no hard cap in baseball, but there is a luxury competitive balance threshold. They're finding ways to F around. That gets annoying. But if you're a Tiger fan, believe me, you're about $325 million short of that. So you'll be just fine. 248-539-9797. David, real quick, and then we'll do our Thanksgiving draft.
I'd give Scoobles 5 at 200. That is easy. Get it done tomorrow. Someone else says 7 at 300.
I think the dog in the background has decided to give 5 at 200.
7 at 300, someone says. They better lock him up. He is in his prime. That is Pat from his car.
If you don't lock him up this winter, it's malpractice. because what she'll be doing is staring down the barrel of a gun with Boris. And I don't think that's good business. And I've already given you historical data that Boris will get deals done with 2 years of control left. He did it for Altuve. He did it for Strasburg. He did it for Cargo. This is off the top of my head. I'm sure that segment or video on YouTube's floating around somewhere. I gave you 10 deals he's done. Get it done. Period. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, someone says no on 10 years. That would be stupid, but yes, they need to sign him.
My whole point to you is if they want to play hardball and they demand 10 and they say it's 10 or zero, what are you going to do?
Falls in your court at that point.
Right. Sometimes the rabbit has a gun. I'm only offering you worst case. Now, if I were advising Scoobal, I wouldn't do 10 years. I would do 5, bet on myself. We'll get another bite at the apple at age 32. Plus, Tarek, what the hell can't you buy with 200 or 300 or 400? It's all the same. You're never going to be Bezos. You don't have 200 billion, but you got 200 million. Figure it out. You know what I mean, Rico? Like,
no, right. I was right. Right. There is only so much that you can buy. But yeah, if he hits him with a 10 or nothing, I don't know if I would do 10. But
8.
If you're Detroit, Mike's right. I would go 5 and somehow maybe having a player opt out maybe around 4 just in case this just isn't going the right way.
There you go. But again, the parameters to me, the picture's being painted as to his value. Even though I got slandered for suggesting 40 a year. It's weird. Really weird how that works.
Well, but here's the thing. It's kind of like the NFL quarterbacks. The price is only going to keep going up and up and up. So you can, you know, go back and forth and hey, and haggle. All you're doing is you're going up against yourself because in the end, you're not only going to pay him this, you're probably going to end up paying him more. That's what I like what Brad Holmes did. Hey, guys, here's the money.
That's
not going to haggle with you. Take this money. Let's go.
All right, David, determine the draft order. We come back. We do our annual Thanksgiving draft and a deep dive discussion into why my people can't get this holiday right. 97.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, David, you have, it is under hermetically sealed conditions. You have our Thanksgiving draft order. Let's set the ground rules. It's very simple. Once an item is taken, you cannot get cute and slightly alter it. Now, as we have discussed in the past, including the very controversial 2021 ruling of stuffing versus dressing, they are the same thing. Now, you can have an addendum, meaning box stuffing versus the real stuff. But once the real stuff is gone, you're only left with the boxed. It's the same for the potatoes we discussed. Now, we also, I will clarify, because you Midwesterners have this weird affinity for something called cheesy potatoes. That is different than mashed potatoes. And decidedly gross. But John Denver is shaking his head over there. Is that popular in the West Virginia festivities?
Absolutely. One of my favorite dishes every year.
Why does that not shock me? All right. What is the draft order? And it'll be a snake draft.
Yes.
4 rounds, time permitting. What is it, David?
Kenny.
Okay.
Mike.
Yep.
Me.
Yep.
And Rico.
Okay, Rico will get the turn. So, gentlemen, we have to be very careful. Rico, fittingly, gets the BOGO. David.
Okay.
music. Hillbilly Jones to the stage, please. Let's go. Kenny?
First pick of the draft is some squirrel.
Graham's pawpaw stew.
No, I'm going meat first because I don't think this is going to survive, and it's not turkey. I was thinking about fried chicken all day, all right? I was thinking about what I would rather have than turkey for Thanksgiving. Fried chicken, number one off the board, primarily because I don't trust it to go back and forth through two rounds of draft.
And let me tell you something. It's not a racial thing. It's a Southern thing. Fried chicken appears in the South on Thanksgiving. That's why they do it right in the South. What they get wrong with dental care, they get right with Thanksgiving options. We go to me. You know I ain't taking turkey, that fibrous, chlamydia-ridden bird. I am going to take real homemade stuffing.
Okay.
Slash dressing, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Homemade. Don't be hitting me with that Costa stovetop box. David.
All right, so I didn't think I would get this because I thought that whoever was in front of me would take it. But I'm going to go with the homemade baked mac and cheese.
Oh! That's a power selection. And again, would you say a Southern selection?
Yes, for sure.
That's what I mean. Like a New Orleans Thanksgiving has these things. Now, Rico, you have the turn. You have acquired via trade. The last pick in the first and the first pick in the second round. Your selections, please.
Well, Mike, I'm going to go with a honey-baked ham.
Okay.
I'm going to follow that up with the Valenti, shout out to the white folks, the cheesy mashed potatoes.
The mascarpone mashed potato roasted garlic reset. I got you.
Yes.
People, it is. It's a life changer. It's different. All right, back to David. And notice my point is proven with every selection. Nobody actually likes Thanksgiving turkey. You eat it because you think you're supposed to. David.
Yes. Okay. I can go.
Is the Thanksgiving turkey the Aaron Rodgers 06 draft night draft pick?
It just sits there.
Still
it
in the green there. Room. Still with that disgusting thing hanging off of its neck.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah. So I'll go with the, I could probably get this later. No, I'll go with it. I'm going with the yams.
And now, is that with the marshmallow?
No. That is a casserole.
Okay.
No.
All right. I had to ask. I'm not a yam guy. All right. You know, David, I am actually going to pick something similar. Now, this is a very specific rendition of this, but it is a sweet potato casserole that my mom makes. It is a maple bourbon pecan.
Oh, you got me there.
And it's got and it's got a crumb topping like the top of a pie.
So, yeah, it has that crust. Yeah, that
Dude,
sounds
you
delicious.
You can keep your turkey. I'll take the bourbon sweet potato mash.
I have a question regarding my next pick. Cheesy potatoes is off the board, of course.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, mascarpone mashed potatoes. Cheesy potato, the disgusting, cubed, often lukewarm thing served in the great state of Michigan, is still on the board.
Not for long. It's off the board now. And for my swing around, I'm going to get some ribs.
What?
Whoa.
That's right.
Because
what? Do you know what I want Thanksgiving to be? I want it to be options.
Wow. See, Kenny and I see eye to eye on this. I like that Kenny.
Chicken and ribs.
Right. Kenny is breaking social norms. I love it.
That way you can choose which type of meat you're looking for. It's the best.
Yes.
It's the way Thanksgiving should be. You shouldn't be pigeonholed into turkey.
No, you shouldn't be a prisoner of turkey. But here's what I want to do. This is probably a risk on my part, but I want to make sure that I ensure there's a protein on the table. And someday when I host Thanksgiving and it's not my parents, this will be the law. Prime rib. Who needs a filth-ridden STD bird when you can have luscious prime rib?
Okay.
I think I may want to eat at Kenny's right now.
Dude, it sounds pretty good, right?
That sounds great.
That sounds like a South Carolina Thanksgiving, the way he's putting that together. Southern Thanksgiving is where it's Thanksgiving. All right, over to David. And mind you, back in the green room, the turkey stands alone.
Correct. So Kenny had the right idea, going ribs and chicken. While I don't eat ribs, the having the choices there. which is, Mike, I'm glad you played that. Play that again, please. Because I am going with the seafood boil. That gives me options of crab legs in there. I can go with the lobster tail in there. Time out.
Can I ask a question?
It's,
has anyone ever done a seafood boil for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Yes.
I'm not here to argue. I was asking.
Yep.
That's such a power move by you. Like, that's a great tailgate move.
Correct.
But Thanksgiving.
It is definitely Louisiana. I've had it in Atlanta with family. So
as some people say, for the culture, with a K. No, power move by you. Now, that would be Rico's nightmare. Do you want to know what hell looks like to Rico besides sitting next to me? A seafood boil. Yeah. Rico would fake his own death before partaking in that. All right, Rico, so far, you've got the honey baked ham. You have the mascarpone mashed potato. You have a double selection here.
Wow. Kenny hit me with the ribs. You know what? I'm going to go with some dirty rice.
The hell is dirty rice?
Basically rice and beans mixed together.
Oh, delicious. It's like red beans and rice.
Yeah. They just call it dirty rice. But yeah.
Again, Southern, Louisiana based. See what I mean? I'm telling you, Southerners do it right. All right, Rico, your second pick on the turn here. And the turkey stands alone.
And I'm going to do this because I'm going to go with the Hawaiian rolls.
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Honestly, they go with it. They go with everything.
Yes.
They do.
Like, what?
And I didn't trust David or Kenny. So, no.
Man.
You're right, man, because I was going to take that next.
Damn. Now, David, you can still go dinner roll. The Hawaiian roll is a completely separate category of carbohydrate.
Correct. So what I'll do is...
By the way, the turkey stands alone. There's no one else in the green room. This tells you everything you need to know about this holiday. Dang. Hatchet Man, your selection.
The dressing is taken... All right, whatever. I love it. It's my favorite dessert. I go sweet potato pie.
Not deviled eggs?
They were on my list. Trust me.
Sweet potato pie. You can take them as a free agent.
Sweet potato pie is better than pumpkin pie.
For sure.
It's truthful. Over to Kenny.
Wouldn't it be over to you?
Yes. Oh, it is to me. I'm sorry. Guys, I apologize. Okay. So I have got real stuffing, not the Jim Costa box variety. Bourbon sweet potato mash, prime rib. Fourth selection. I'm going to save my last one because nobody will take it. I'd like to go with a traditional real dinner roll. You make the dinner roll, hot dinner roll, butter, real dinner roll, little sea salt crust. Give me the dinner rolls. Kenny Cott, double selections to round out your table.
No, this is my last one.
You have fried chicken, cheesy potatoes,
and ribs. Yep, one more.
Oh, yeah, it's only four rounds.
So
go a fifth. Make two picks because I got one more thing I got to put on the table. Go ahead.
All right, well, since I get two, wrap it around. I'm doing the
possum stew.
I'm doing box stuffing because I love box stuffing. I don't care what anybody says. It's terrific.
God, I knew you were one of those.
But we have the stuffing, we have the ribs, we have the cheesy potato, we have the chicken. We're going to round it off with some dessert. Give me that pumpkin pie.
Of course.
Ugh. Ugh. Disgusting. All right, my last selection. I'm allowed to make this. It's not pasta, even though I know you thought I knew what I was going to. No. I got to put a veggie on the table. A real one. New York classic. We call them Utica greens. Same spelling as Utica, Michigan. But it's hot cherry peppers, prosciutto, cheese, breadcrumbs, escarole, olive oil, garlic. Mm. Delicious, wondrous side dish. The Utica greens.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Why? You were going to go collards?
I am going collards. Can I still do that?
100%.
Okay, because
distinctly different.
Right.
Distinctly different.
I was making sure. All right.
And mine has a pork product in there, so you wouldn't eat them.
No, I could put turkey leg in there.
God, just eat the
turkey
pork.
Turkey leg.
Jesus, yes. David, eat the pork. What
My
is your problem?
My family hates me.
Yeah, well.
Next, Rico Beard.
The one thing that my sister learned from my mother, pound cake. Give me the pound cake.
Great choice.
Pound cake?
I'll be making one tonight.
What do you put on it? It's a brick.
If you make it right, it's not.
David, that's different, though, than what you're doing tonight.
All right. Whoa.
Okay.
Pound cake, huh? Sounds like David's honeymoon. All right, let's... If I may, here are the draft classes for the 2024 annual Thanksgiving draft. Kenny Cott with a New Orleans Thanksgiving. We have fried chicken, cheesy potatoes, ribs, box stuffing, pumpkin pie. I have selected real stuffing, bourbon sweet potato mash, prime rib, dinner rolls, Utica greens. David, mac and cheese, yams, no marshmallows, seafood boil, sweet potato pie, collard greens. Enrico Beard, the honey baked ham, the Italian mascarpone mashed potatoes, dirty rice, sweet Hawaiian rolls, and the old shout out to David's honeymoon, pound cake. Who had the best draft class? We'll go to the ticket text next. 97.1. It's so ridiculous. Rico, before we do anything else,
Wait. Is this a guy dressed up in a red turkey suit? I'm looking at this video. Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. Awful, isn't it? I told you you'd want to punch that guy in the face. So, listen, not that we encourage that behavior. We have an incredible draft snub. And I don't know if they released, it was like Laramie Tunsil, where they released a picture of the turkey wearing a bong mask. But for turkey to go undrafted tells you everything you need to know about this holiday. No one actually likes Thanksgiving turkey. Two, before we grade the draft classes, Rico, we have breaking news.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, I have to issue an apology. I have to issue TJ Lang an apology because he did send me my picks, or his picks, rather. Sent them before the show. I don't know how I missed over it. He also sent me a text before the show saying that he was passing out turkeys for charity. So I made him look bad and didn't get his picks.
And allowed me to slander him while he was doing something great for the community. You are truly a horrific human being.
I don't know how I didn't see it.
Was drunk on his couch. He's handing out turkeys to less fortunate people, David.
Yeah, he sent me a text like 30 minutes ago, like, I did send him the pick, and he sent me the screenshot, too, like, oh, boy.
Well, Evan and I were thinking, Evan had an idea. Maybe David has that filter on his phone that just filters out certain types of people. I don't know.
Oh. I do not. I apologize, TJ. I am so sorry
Kenny's
I made
text,
you look
don't
bad.
You?
No.
You get Kenny's text, right?
I never get to Kenny's text. Never.
Oh. Okay.
David. You literally allowed me to slander a guy I've been friends with for 10 years while he's handing out turkeys.
I really don't understand. I never saw a notification.
What?
Never saw a notification. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Rico, I am left feeling like a horrible human being. Mm. And it's David's fault.
Well, have a great Thanksgiving, TJ. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Yeah, he's passing out turkeys. Like, are you drunk? No, I'm not. That's just those guys messing
with me. Hey, did you hear what the guys of the radio are saying? I'll send a text after the show. That's not going to be easy. Okay, so let's get to the ticket text. And by the way, turkey undrafted. Let that sink in.
For the record, if we would have went a sixth round, I was going to select deep fried turkey. So, yes. So I'm picking it up as a free agent.
Undrafted free agent.
I'm liking Mike's meal. Prime rib sounds way better than turkey. That is Rick in Westland. Gravy, turkey, deviled eggs lead the list of available free agents.
Yeah,
well, turkey was just selected by Rico.
I think it's all about a fit. Yeah. I think it's a lot like an undrafted free agent. You know, it's like when Austin Reeves told the Pistons to pound sand, I'm going to L.A. It's all about fit. It don't fit at my table. The turkey, to me, it's another one of these societal norms. You're told to like it. That's why you say you like it.
Kenny's draft was like a pre-Holmes Lions draft. Great in rounds 1-3, pedestrian on the end. Mike wins with prime rib and Utica greens. Aaron in Taylor.
Kenny was Matt Millen. Just drafting talent all over. One problem, it doesn't fit together. I'll take ribs, I'll take cheese, it's all over the place. But not bad. I got to tell you, it's a strong play. Barbecue on holidays in warm weather climates, it's a total game changer. But see, like, we live in Detroit, or I grew up in the Northeast. It's frigid on these holidays. You are not operating a smoker. It's just not happening. That's where Southern gets it right.
Correct. Someone says, nobody wins. My draft wins. Roasted duck, steamed broccoli, cheese and potatoes, collard greens, and tiramisu.
Time out. Hold on, MF. And that don't stand for my friend. You cannot be all chesty when the word steamed broccoli come out of your
mouth. Thank you.
Man, that's hospital food. What kind of, if you're going to get all chesty about it, Jesus, steamed broccoli, that's your flex?
Right. I guess rice cakes weren't available.
Might as well.
A rice cake?
Might as well. Someone's saying you cheated with the prime rib.
How?
How is that cheating?
Kenny's allowed to do fried chicken, ribs. What? Why can't I do the prime rib?
Yeah, I don't understand why that's cheating. That's a great choice.
I would serve prime rib at Thanksgiving and Christmas. I have no need. First of all, if turkey is so good, someone answer this question for me. Why do you only eat it once a year? I'm sorry.
Wish I could answer that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is there a random Tuesday night you're roasting a turkey? How about a birthday?
No.
No. Hey, have you ever noticed turkeys aren't even available in the grocery store? It's an investigation, people.
It is.
Go ahead, David.
We do not pay running backs or draft turkey. Kenny, for the win.
That is how we run our franchise. Now, I will say this. I want to give credit. I do not like, first of all, the whole turkey is gross. It's disgusting. It stinks the house up. It's disgusting to look at. You're literally cooking a dead body. Think about it. You're cooking a headless dead body in your oven. It's gross. And then you're stuffing the carcass. I mean, just disgraceful. But if you want to do a better version of turkey, you just buy the turkey breast. Stuff it, roll it, tie it, roast it. Much moister, much juicier, less cooking time, and no grossness. Because I don't understand how people don't lose their appetite with the grizzle and the nastiness of a turkey. Oh, give me some of that undercarriage. And you're like, dude, that's slimy and gamey. And like, what? It's disgusting.
Okay.
Rico's gone silent.
Mike's anti-dark meat. All right.
Oh, come on. Now, is this what we're doing? Go ahead. Cue the NC State drop while you're at it. I know you want to hit it.
No, actually, I was just like, thinking to myself, yeah, that's actually a great alternative.
The turkey breast?
Yeah. So I'm sitting here. So I was quiet because I'm sitting here imagining it like, huh, maybe I've been doing it wrong all these
years.
And
the best way you can make it Southern too is cornbread stuffing inside. Andouille sausage, garlic, the cornbread dressing, whatever you want. Stuff it, roll it, tie it, roast it. You know Stoney loves it.
You know what, Mike? I think for 2028, we just need to go ahead and elect you as president for White Thanksgiving.
Platform reform?
Because I'm like, everything that you're talking sounds great. Like,
I've been lucky is that my wife and I enjoy traveling anyways. But like, when you go to a place like New Orleans, or you go to Baton Rouge, or you spend time down south, you start to understand how different food is. It's just a different way of things and flavors. And it's like, man, growing up in the Northeast, it's like a Norman Rockwell painting. And it's like, no, you must have this dry ass bird. It's different, man. Down south, they just do it better. I really think they do, Rico.
Yeah. Well, they do.
I mean, I love being Italian, but like, I would love to be a hybrid of Italian and Southern. I think that's my sweet spot.
Yeah, Mike, then you'll enjoy the delicacy that is pound cake.
Are we still making the David jokes?
It's delicious, isn't it?
Okay.
I mean, it's not a joke. Like, it really is good.
Look, I don't want to go down this road because my next question will get turned into a drop, so I'll just save it for off the air. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to give you guys.
It so good.
No, I'm not doing it because I know.
Just read something because I'm going to say something so horrible.
No, you're not. What you're going to do is apologize to TJ, who was handing out turkeys for charity, and we slandered him because you missed his text of his picks and why he couldn't come in today. Kenny said his hand was in his pants. I said the guy was drunk on his couch. I mean, Jesus, Dave.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving, TJ.
Thanksgiving. TJ, thank you for doing something nice for the community. Honestly. And it's David's fault. We do the Prop Bet Casino next.